You are there, Atlanta Constitution, May 6, 1913. Little Mary Fagan. Probe Fagan, case grand jury, urged Atlanta Constitution. Tuesday, May 6, 1913. Crime calls for your immediate attention, declares Judge Ellis in his charge. The Mary Fagan case calls for your immediate and vigorous attention. The power of the state is behind you. What appears to be an awful crime has been committed, and the welfare of the community, the good name of Atlanta, public justice, and the majesty of the law demand at the hands of this grand jury and of all officers of the law the most searching investigation and the prompt bringing to trial of the guilty party. Such was the charge made by Judge W.D. Ellis of the Superior Court to the grand jury for the May session empaneled Monday morning. Judge Ellis declared that 1,000 crimes would not equal in horror the murder of Little Mary Fagan. Solicitor General Drosy expressed the opinion that the grand jury would not take the matter up immediately. To do this, he declared, would interfere with the coroner's jury, which is still making its inquest. The body of Mary Fagan was exhumed Monday morning by Coroner Donahue. An examination of the contents of the stomach will be made in an endeavor to get some new clue that may throw light on the mystery.